I-59. Is it still emergency traffic, Andy?
Absolutely. Northbound I-15, still a parking lot from Murray into downtown Salt Lake City. It started to spread out onto 201 and I-80 for people approaching I-15, and it's just ugly if you stay on the main line. State Street, actually an okay alternate till you get into South Salt Lake. Then it gets really thick at both 33rd and 2700 South. But the West Belt's still your best alternate from anywhere on the west side or south end of the valley. Once you get over to it, you'll only have to contend with a little bit of backup at 21st South. Then you can get to I-80 and head into downtown like you're coming from the airport. Jared Auger.
No delays in Utah County on I-15. However, SR-73 between I-15 and Redwood Road, we do have some construction out there. You're going to see alternating traffic using one lane. It's going to be slow. Holly?
We have a crash on eastbound Washington Boulevard at 24th Street. We have light traffic through there, so not causing any backups. I-15 southbound is running at the full speeds, Ogden into Salt Lake. That's in the normal 30-minute travel time. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit LarryHMillerChevroletProvo.com. Holly Bearclough in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast.